This is Fresh Air.
In a world of no-goodniks, hucksters, charlatans, and flim-flammers, she's checking facts and taking names. It's the Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified.
That's the opening of the new podcast, The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified, created by one of Fresh Air's producers, John Sheehan. It's a comedic adventure serial for kids, but there's plenty of snappy dialogue and punchlines for adults, not to mention some really impressive, fun sound design. It has a bit of an old-time radio drama sound, but the story is set in the digital era and involves a powerful giant tech company run by a nefarious CEO who's trying to take over the world. We've asked John to preview the podcast and play us an excerpt. So, hey, John, thanks for this preview of Eleanor. Let's start with, why don't you tell us who Eleanor Amplified is?
Sure. Eleanor Amplified is a world-famous reporter, radio host, and adventurer. And her investigations often get her into danger.
And in this clip we're about to hear, she's in a lot of danger, as she always is. She's blasting off in a space shuttle against her will. Tell us what's happened.
Yeah, this is a little complicated. Eleanor was investigating the launch of a weather satellite by this big evil tech company called Megablurg. Megablurg claimed the satellite could prevent hurricanes, but Eleanor discovered the satellite would actually project banner ads on the moon. Megablurg's CEO, Angela Brandt, caught Eleanor snooping around the launch site and tricked her onto boarding this waiting space shuttle.
Is there anything else we should know before hearing the clip?
Yeah, the shuttle is piloted by a robot.
Okay, so here's a clip from the Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified.
Robot, is there a radio in here?
Yes, it's the large device in front of you, labeled radio.
Mission Control, anyone! This is Eleanor Amplified! I'm on board the space shuttle!
Roger that, Eleanor Amplified. Did you know that this shuttle's current destination is outer space?
Yes, I'm aware of that! Megablurg CEO Angela Brandt shot me into space! Now how do I stop this thing?
Well, I guess you could detach the space shuttle from the rocket and glide it back down to Earth?
Yeah! Yes, I'll do that.
I'm sorry, Miss Amplified. I can't allow you to do that.
Let go of me, robot. All right, you asked for this.
Oh, no. My robot brain. Pilot robot deactivated.
Mission Control, how do I detach the rocket boosters?
There should be a large green flashing button on your control panel.
Yes.
Now, whatever you do, don't push that button until you've reached low Earth orbit in about 3 more minutes.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we see that you are in free fall heading for the ocean. But don't panic. You should have a pilot robot on board that can take over and fly you to safety.
No, I kind of pulled out his robot brain.
10-4, Amplified. To your right, you should see a vast expanse of ocean.
Yeah? Yeah.
And to your left, you should see more ocean.
So what do I do?
Are you a strong swimmer?
Relatively.
Okay, the shuttle boosters should slow you down before impact, and when the emergency hatch blows, you can swim to safety.
So I'm gonna make it out of this?
Sure. I like your odds.
Great.
Thank you.
doing there? Wake up, my dear.
Where am I?
You're aboard the Bonnie Lash, the finest cargo ship to sail the Shimmering Sea. My name is Captain Con Shonnery, and you are...
Eleanor Amplified.
Eleanor Amplified, the radio reporter, incredible. I love your show.
That's a clip from the new podcast, The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified, produced by one of Fresh Air's producers, John Sheehan. John, I love all the sound effects that you use on this. It's just like so much fun to listen to. And of course, the actors are great. So it sounds like this incredibly elaborate sound production. But I know that you did all of that at your desk in the Fresh Air office. So how did you manage to do such elaborate production at your desk?
Yeah, the sound effects are elaborate, but the individual sounds themselves aren't really that impressive. There are just lots and lots of them. The sound effects themselves come on a library, a generic sound effects library that you can get online. And all that's digital. That's all just files that are on my desktop. And the trick behind it is layering them so that they're telling the story. So in the last 45 seconds of what we heard, we hear the shuttle splash down, which is a combination of water splashes, explosions, a cymbal crash. We hear Eleanor's breathing. We hear her heartbeat. We hear her scrambling to get out of the shuttle and thrashing around. So there's sounds of cans and metal drums. We hear her pushing buttons and alarms going off and electrical squeaks. Then she blows the hatch, which is like an air rifle. And then she swims to a buoy, so there's splashing in the water and her coughing. She goes underwater, and we hear aquarium sounds and some deep bass notes. And then there's a sound of a ship in the distance, which gradually gets closer.
So when you're like auditioning sound effects, do you listen to like 100 different horns or like 1,000 different splashes before you choose the one you're going to use?
Oh, definitely. Like hundreds and hundreds. And usually what I'll do is I'll pick maybe 3 or 4 I like that each have different qualities, like a higher pitch splash or a deeper splash, and I'll just put them together. So now it's a different sound altogether.
So you started doing this podcast during one of the busiest, craziest periods of your life. You had a young daughter. Your wife was pregnant with your second child. Of all the times in the world to start an ambitious project, why did you start it then?
It was actually because I was so busy. My wife and I weren't going out anymore. We weren't seeing our friends. I wasn't playing in a band anymore. And I wanted something to do. But it had to be something I could do at my desk and before work and during lunch and on my breaks and on my walk home. And so then I thought, well, I can write adventure stories.
So, John, thanks for this preview of the Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified. I love listening to the podcast, and I wish you good luck with it.
Thanks, Terry.
So John Sheehan is the creator of The Adventures of Eleanor Amplified, and he is one of Fresh Air's producers. Thanks again, John.
Thanks.
Tomorrow on Fresh Air, why drug addiction may be a developmental and learning disorder, and why tough love, interventions, and 12-step programs may not be the best approaches to treating addiction. My guest will be journalist Maya Salovitz, who's reported on addiction-related issues for nearly 30 years, was addicted to heroin and cocaine in her late teens and early 20s, and is the author of a new book about understanding addiction called Unbroken Brain. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is... I don't know. But Danny, are we still on the air?
Fresh Air's executive producer is me, Megablurg CEO Angela Brandt.
What is this? What's going on here?
Why, we're stealing your show, Terry Gross.
Now your listeners will hear only Megablurg-approved programming.
No, you can't. You won't get away with this.
Professor Ignomi, show Terry Gross your hypno-ray.
With pleasure, Miss Brandt.
Fresh Air listeners, would you like to hear the latest deals on internet shopping? Or maybe some celebrity gossip?
Gotcha, Terry Gross. That'll show you for denying my interview request.
Not so fast, evildoers.
Eleanor Amplified!
I won't let you turn Fresh Air into a mega blurg mouthpiece. It's a good thing I brought this anti-hypno ray.
Argh! No!
Curse you, Eleanor Amplified! You've spoiled my plans again!
Eleanor, where am I? I don't think I can finish the show. I don't think I can even remember the names of our producers.
Don't worry, Terry Gross. I've got this. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. The interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Challoner. Molly C.V. Nesper is Associate Producer of Online Media. Roberta Sharrock directs the show.
Thanks, Eleanor.
Sure thing, Terry Gross.